It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Show your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. We're no Rhett and Link, but we're just going to have to do.
Now I got to look up what Rhett and Link look like.
Hey, this guy, I'm watching the Beavs here, and they're hanging in there. They're down three. College basketball is funny because they got this Frenchman in the middle. His name's Maxim something or other,
sure.
Oregon State does.
Yeah.
And he didn't play really all year. I mean, he got some minutes, but not much. And then... you watch him in a game like this where he has to play because everybody transferred, and you're like, where the hell's that guy been? You know, like you see flashes, and he just had a hell of a one-handed putback dunk.
Yeah.
And he's big and beefy in the middle there.
And you ask yourself, could he have been doing this all year?
Yeah. Then you're like, oh my God.
That is no, because if no offense, but if you can't get on the floor for Oregon State, there's probably a really, they didn't just keep
he
some
looks ki- good.
And keep some kid in reserve and be like, you know what? We're gonna save him for when we really need him.
Look at the dude, he's crossing half court right now. Yeah. That's number 77. Yeah. He's a freshman.
All you need to know is that he's 77. The fact that he had that putback dunk, I'll bet you he.
Watch this.
I'll bet you he puts the next
it.
One.
Feed like, him
in the eighth row.
Here it is, right here. Look at this. Feed him. Look at the length.
You can tell this
is
going to be awkward.
Look at this. Oh my God! Why is he not playing?
I'm not gonna lie. That was actually pretty nice.
Yes.
Yeah, a little baby hook there.
He's got moves. Who is this? Tinkle fired. Fire him.
By the way, you should look up what Rhett and Link look like.
You think he'll be a Jayhawk next season?
Yes, I do.
This is why they don't.
If
this
Bill
is why
Self
you should,
is watching.
Bill Self is watching this tournament right now, and they're like, yeah.
This they just is why you don't go to this crown.
Kansas just lost a big athletic big who's raw. They're going to look at this kid, 77, and be like, yeah, want to come to Lawrence?
Oh, my God, Rhett and Link.
Yes.
Boy, they've got a lot of promo shots,
yes,
don't they?
Yes, they do. It's...
of course, our promo shots are worse, but...
yeah. Yeah, that one.
It's a lot of hair.
Yeah, that's a lot of hair on Rhett and Link.
One of them kind of looks like Hunter Pence.
I'm a little Rhett. Jealous of what Rhett's hair has got going on.
Well, they both have great hair.
I know.
Let's be honest.
One looks like a member of the Black Keys. The other guy looks like he belongs north of the wall.
But I feel like they're doing bits in all their photos. You know, like, oh, they're zany type.
Look,
of
I can already tell you that I hate him. Guaranteed.
Yeah? Yeah. I'm going to tune into Rhett and like, it's good enough for Odyssey. It's good enough for me.
It's a lot for me.
An Odyssey station.
All right, what were we doing again?
Well, you know, I mean, we've blown through another segment.
Another?
But we've got some NFL rules voting to get to.
What are the chances?
Look at the Beavers taking the lead. Hold on, the Frenchman in. And
when's ITN? I'll tell you right now, we're not getting to this NFL rules thing till 5:15.
I was about to start it right here.
I'll tell you right now, it's not happening.
Well, we'll talk more about this. Look at him. They're already featuring him on there. Look, the camera's on him.
You have no idea what his name is.
Well, no. You? He didn't play all year,
well,
idiot.
He's number 77. Although Luca, you know.
His name's Maxim, and then how would you pronounce L-O-G-U-E? He's French. So.
Well, put some stank on it. Put
is that little, Luge?
Put a little.
Maxim Luge?
Where's Jason Swigard when we need him? Because every time he pronounces like he's been like he'll do Rodriguez for the Mariners.
Hold
and he
on,
can't
everybody!
Help himself. He does the
Esperanza.
Yeah, you're like, dude, stop that.
People keep saying Rhett and Link are from the Red House commercial.
Are they really?
Yeah,
they're the geniuses behind that song.
Which we had a lot of fun with back in the day.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if that is Rhett and Link and they're responsible,
we have to take back everything we said.
I will take back everything I said.
You have to take it all back.
Yes.
Oh no. It sounds like they made the commercial for Red House.
Well, then I apologize.
We're black people and white people buy furniture.
Yes, because it was a marketing masterclass, right?
It really was.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now I'm really gonna tune in.
Oh yeah.
To Rhett and Link.
At the Red House.
I was looking for that drop. I don't.
We're white people and black people.
Oh, here it is.
Like furniture.
At the Red House.
Oh, damn it. Buckley.
Sorry, I was trying to do it at the same time.
I need that. I'm going to watch that during the break since the one guy's like, I like extending credit to all people. I love.
Here it is.
At the Red House, where black people and white people buy furniture.
That whole commercial, remember, they went through all the employees, and the guy's like, my name's Tuffy. I like pushing weight and pushing furniture deals on you.
Yeah. And then we had the two bros from the, you know, fans of the show went there.
Yeah.
Brought us back T-shirts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see it right here. They're doing like a recap of it. That is indeed Rhett and Link.
Wow. What a career.
Legends. Internet legends.
Yeah. Look at how we've done a 180 on them.
Yeah. Sorry. I made the call off of the photo. You know, I made a snap judgment. And
well,
I was
look,
wrong.
I made the judgment based on Odyssey, bought them as a podcast.
Yeah.
But I'm like, can't be any good.
We admit when we're wrong. And this was a case of.
Biscuits or what's it called? Sports biscuits?
Ear biscuits.
Ear
right?
biscuits. Yeah. Sports
Eat biscuits.
Yeah. All right. How many more segments can we not talk about the NFL rules votes?
Well, I told you. We got one more.
One more.
And then there's ITN, and then the Hot 5 at 5.
Yeah.
So I
got to get it in.
I think there's a strong chance.
That is 7 and 9 bull.
This is middle of the 5 o'clock hour before we get to the tush push.
Freaking Tinkle put our Frenchman on the bench.
Sat him down?
And now they're losing again. What is he doing?
It's a good call. I don't know. Is it possible that he's only played like 1 minute, so it's a conditioning thing? Like if Donovan Klingon plays more than like 9 minutes, everyone's afraid that he's going to turn to dust? I'm going to find out about our Frenchman.
Yeah,
give
me more info on him.
I'm going to do a deep dive, see what I can find.
I'm going to call Bill Self. Say, you need to take a look at Big 7-7
out
here in Corvallis.
You know what the sad part is? I guarantee you that there is some assistant coach somewhere right now who's going to flip through on this game and have that, for real, will have that thought and be like, oh.
Take a look at that guy.
Yeah. I mean, that's why people don't want to play spring games, evidently.
All right. We will get to NFL rules voting next on The Fan. Mm. So, Suk was right. It will be at 5:15 because I have to tell you this story. I have to tell you this. So, it came in on the text line. And somebody was saying, did you guys hear about this Chicago sports talk radio guy that got fired after threatening someone online about a fish photo?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. It was big news.
Did you know this?
No.
Buck?
Yeah, because it started with a Barstool beef.
It was like
yeah, because he's mentioned. It's a whole long saga,
but basically, this guy who has a history of becoming unhinged towards other people became unhinged at someone in his comments section of his Twitter, I think. And
well, I have that part. I don't know what the Barstool part is, but dude, this guy has been on the radio in Chicago for over 30 years.
Okay, so he's
longer than you and I.
Dan Bernstein.
Dan Bernstein is his name.
Okay.
He was on 670 The Score, big Chicago sports radio station.
Sure, a blowtorch, if you will.
A blowtorch, as they say in the business.
Yeah.
Probably owned by Odyssey. Actually, I think it is.
It's possible.
I don't know.
A lot of stations.
This was in March. He posted an image on X.
It is an Odyssey station.
Yeah, see, I told you. Only the best for Odyssey.
That's right.
And it was him holding a northern pike. He caught a fish.
Okay.
And the caption read, "This was a hell of a fight." And it's just him. And he looks like sports talk guy.
Okay.
He's a little older than you and I.
What's this dude's name again?
Dan Bernstein.
Damn, I'm going to look him up.
So then, noting the bloody appearance of the fish, a user responded with the allegation that he had killed his catch, saying, "That is a female northern pike that was getting ready to spawn, but instead Dan killed it and seems proud of it." Okay, so just classic trolling.
Fishing bro with a barb saying you might have broken some rules here. That's not that great.
But come on, we get this crap all the time. There's always...
I do see the photo and you know, it's a nice looking fish.
Yeah, there's always somebody that says something trolls everywhere.
You look
at
one photo and the guy's like, clearly, you know...
So then he says, "What the entire F is wrong with you?" This is Dan.
Oh, boy.
Dan's unhinged.
Boy.
30 years the guy's been on the air.
Who would have thought a criticism of your fish photo?
Long career.
Yeah.
It was, he said, "Go F yourself."
Hmm.
That same user then calls Bernstein a liar, which generated another profane response where he said, "Like a shot, I never respond to trolls, but questioning my sportsmanship and conservation awareness sets me off. You want to fight? I'm a bad enemy, effer." I'm not even kidding. He wrote that.
What in the hell?
That's
I'm a bad. Is he doing the Stephen A. Smith? You don't want to cross me?
I'm a bad enemy, effer.
Oh, I'd have swung on him.
The user then continued to goad him, calling him fat, and saying that his profanity made him a very base, juvenile person. Bernstein then threatened to dox the other account by leaking their address and phone numbers. When the troll said he didn't mind that, Bernstein responded, "Want your kids involved?"
Oh my gosh.
He then followed that tweet with three more. He said, "Up to you. Just say I'm sorry for being a D and I'll stop."
Wow.
And finally he said, "I guess your cowardly silence is I'm sorry for being a D."
Oh my gosh.
And then he said, "You MAGA worms are so lame." I don't.
Boy.
The troll account then tagged the station's operations manager, Mitch Rosen, and the account for the FBI's field office in Chicago.
Whoa.
With the message, "How do you feel if someone threatens your children?"
I mean, this isn't funny.
No, it's not.
But it's hilarious.
This is an all-time meltdown.
This is an all-time, like, dude, and instantly the guy pulled him there. They pulled him off the air and he's fired.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this was the straw that broke the camel's back. He had a little beef with a Barstool person and they sent their army of Barstool online people attacking him and his mentions and on his show that was a call-in show, I think, and now can't be because people were just calling to give him guff. And so, like, he was teetering on the edge and this whole fish thing just sent him over.
Oh.
Wow.
My incredible
I Lord. Can't believe want your kids involved up to you.
Yeah, so anyway, I had
that
to tell you
that. That is shocked. What are those life comes at you fast commercials? So 30 years, probably makes a decent living,
yeah.
Right?
He's probably doing well.
Probably can work there as long as he wants,
yes.
Right?
He's a legend there.
And your dumbass got fired because you decided to get into a... You decided to threaten someone's kids over a fish.
Well, he was notably fiery on the air, they said.
I guess.
So apparently that pertains to fish commentary as well. Pretty wild.
I am floored.
I love stuff like that. I just think it's so funny how, well, It's not funny.
We just, some people cannot let things go.
They just can't. No. And it's really fascinating. Like, how on earth does that get you that riled up?
I don't know.
Like, what is that in you?
Do you think that one user who commented thought they were going to run into that
no.
day? They probably just thought they were poking the bear like everybody else.
But that's exactly what they want, right?
Yes.
Trolls like that?
Yes.
They're like, gotcha.
Well, and remember that. I mean, we had someone at the station who basically got banned from the text program. Like, not banned from you. Like, he wasn't allowed to bring it up while he was doing the show because he couldn't handle text message. He couldn't. He would
discourse.
He couldn't handle the discourse. So the company had to ban him from reading texts. So, I mean, it happens. There's people that can't let stuff go. Same road rage or whatever. I'm a big believer that when someone criticizes me, I just like to agree with them. If you call me a name, my chances are my reaction is going to be, you're right.
Instead, that person told a listener to bring their lunch pail down to the station because it was going to be a long day.
I'm going to wear your ass out. Let's go. There's still one dude that occasionally texts in that wants to, he wants me to drive to the center and meet him at like some field and fight him.
Oh, yeah. Is it the parking lot guy?
Yeah.
Or like, yeah.
I don't know why you don't.
Well, I'm a coward. I mean, that's why. There is some guy, because I'm a liberal snowflake, that he wants me, he lives in the center, he's embarrassed that I was from the center, and he's very adamant that one day that he wants to fight me, like, in the school parking lot or something, or maybe at the community field, and he gets very angry.
Well, I tell you, man, that is not a good trait to have.
No, it is not.
You got to talk to your therapist about that one.
Yeah. And there's videos all over the internet of people like that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And you're like, your whole life. We see it with people with cops a lot, where a cop will pull someone over for seemingly... Yeah.
Well, it's like the cop I was telling you about out in Eastern Oregon. Remember where I told you this story, but you know that big snowstorm you guys all got caught up in here in Portland? The big, big, big one?
Yeah.
I don't remember what year it was. 18, maybe? 17, 18? I was driving from Joseph, Oregon, to Portland that night.
Yikes.
Bringing my aunt back to town. And so it was just pissing snow. And they closed 84. So we're outside of, like, we're east of Pendleton.
Yeah, that's bad conditions out
there. It was pissing snow. And they closed 84, and I followed this semi-truck up an off-ramp because I was like, well, I don't, really, we need to go back to, we're just going to have to go back to the last town and get a hotel.
Yeah.
Because this is not good.
No.
And the cop, so I don't know where the semi truck went, but I was assuming he was just going to turn around and get back on go the other way and go back to a hotel. Right. So I followed him up there. I don't know where the semi truck went. All of a sudden, woo! I get pulled over. Oh my God. That guy, lost his S on me. And I was just like, oh. I didn't know where I was going. He's like, stay right there. I mean, yelling, like spitting in my face through the window.
Yeah.
And he was so mad at me. But the same guy, he's like, he told me to stay right there and I'll be damned. I stayed.
Yeah, you're like,
and the snow kept piling up. I'm like, dude, we're going to get buried in freaking snow. It's like five feet of snow out here.
I want to run.
And the guy goes up, you know, on ahead. And then he comes back because he told me to stay. So I stayed. I didn't know where the hell I was going to go anyway.
Come here.
And he came back about 45 minutes. We were sitting there. Yeah. My aunt's just, la, la, la. We had a dog in the car. I'm like freaking out.
You don't know what to do.
I don't know what the hell to do.
You know that he's waiting to see you leave and you're going to get the cuffs
exactly.
put on you. I think about that.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere. No. He was so pissed off. Dude, he's going to shoot me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the dog needs to pee and the snow's everywhere. I'm like, ah. So he comes back 45 minutes later. And he could not have been nicer. He's like, hey,
sorry.
Thanks for staying. I appreciate it. We just had a jackknife semi up there. You guys are free to go. I'm like, dude, what is your problem, dude? So my aunt and I talked about this for a long time on the way back.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, that's a guy right there
who,
I hate to say this, but he probably raises a hand because he can't help it.
Yeah.
He clearly cannot control his impulse.
No.
And that I would hate to be married to.
Well, and imagine that guy in a heightened situation in a police role that isn't involving the dangerous Isaac Roth in a snowstorm.
Right. Right. What if I were black? Well, I'm not kidding. I wish that wasn't a joke, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, Dude, I've seen plenty of those cop videos that go south, and I'm not going to say all the time, but 90% of the time, you can tell when the cop rolls up that thing is already on like a 9.5 waiting to get to 11.
Yeah, they're already not having whatever BS you're pitching them. Yeah. And then, like, you can just tell that if the person is even being a little cheeky or a little smartass or a little snide, like, it is on like Donkey Kong.
I got pulled over in my driveway once in La Center. I rolled through a stop sign in my cul-de-sac, like 1 a.m, parked in my driveway, and Captain America was the one that pulled me over. That dude had his pants tucked into his boots. That dude was taking his job very seriously and started yelling at me for rolling through a stop sign in a cul-de-sac. And I remember my wife coming out and me yelling at her to get back in the house because she was pissed. And I was like, one of us is going to go to jail or get shot, and it's going to be me. That was 10 and 2, yes, sir, no. No, sir. Whatever you want. Take whatever sort of ass chewing I was going to get in my ticket, because that guy was looking for a reason to yank me out of that car and put my face into a curb.
You're an idiot, Sue.
And trust me, my little 4'11" wife and her attitude at 1 a.m. in a nightgown was not going to help that situation.
You just have to ask yourself, what would Rhett and Link do?
Yeah. Well, they would come together over the love of furniture.
I'd like you to turn around. Maxim Luge, our freshman.
I think it's Logue, by the Logue. Way.
He has 18 points and 9 boards.
I found some info on him. I haven't found the bio, but he...
That's malpractice on the part of Tinkle that guy hasn't been playing.
He averaged 2 points this year.
I saw that.
Only 3 games did he play more than 10 minutes, and 1 game did he have double digits points.
Well...
He did play on the French under-8 team.
Okay.
And so the problem is every
under
highlight...
Under-18 team.
Yeah, under-18. I've yet to find where anyone pronounces his name.
Yeah, I know. I was looking it up, too. It's not online. He is not a...
No.
Written about figure.
But he will be when he plays for Kansas.
He is now.
Yes.
God, that guy's good.
You think we're joking, but Rob has already sent an email down to the Kansas athletic staff to take a look at the college crowd.
Have you guys seen this guy yet? And by the way, they put him back in and now they're winning again. Come on, Tinkle.
A star is born.
Keeping Frenchmen down. Maybe Tinkle hates the French.
How do you end up in Corvallis from France?
Great question. Well, I read that Tinkle, I don't know if you know the story of this year's Oregon State team. Now, they only made the college basketball crown tournament, but I don't know if you watched them at all this year. They were a lot better than their record. I mean, they showed some flashes. They were a very competent shooting team. They were very competent offensively. They just kind of slowed down the stretch and, you know, they couldn't play much defense. But he went over to... He went over to Europe and brought in a whole new team. They just basically committed to be like, well, we got to do something different here. I have no players.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go get some Europeans. Man. He brought in a bunch of them.
Well, it worked, I guess, right now.
I mean, I don't.
Hey, it worked when you're in the big crown invitation. Hey, I did see the game. They beat Gonzaga.
Yeah. You saw that game. Yeah. Saw them at their best. That was them at their best.
But then Gonzaga beat them by 30 the next game.
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody's saying they were really good this year, but they were much better because they won 13 games the year before last year.
Yeah.
This year they went 20-12. Mm. So they're in the ballpark.
You're getting better.
For a while, people were even saying maybe a tournament team.
People are talking.
I have an update for you boys. I've found the highlights of the FIBA under-18 European Championships.
Was he the MVP?
He was playing for France, and it is Maxim Loguet.
Maxime Loguet! Hee-haw!
We apologize for the racist French accent that we just did.
I don't apologize for anything. Maxime Loguet.
That's right.
I knew it was something cool like that.
Yeah.
We need better pronunciations for our names. You know?
No, we don't.
It's Acropé.
Ooh, I like that. Yours actually sounds pretty good.
Yours does sound pretty exotic.
Yours would be tough.
It's Soukaneg.
There's no... There's nothing.
Jason
flows off the tongue quite like Sukanek.
I love Jason.
That would work.
Isak and Jason.
Sukanek.
This is the worst show we have done in years.
Were we going to talk about the tush push?
No. I told you, 5:15. In the news is next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I love me some Quiet Riot.
You wouldn't have stayed.
And by the way, Kurt Ludwig from sales told me that they ran into the, well, now I got to look up the Quiet Riot guys' names. They ran into one of them in the...
Is it the one you can't say?
What?
Isn't there one of the names that you can't say?
What?
Kurt was telling you a name of one of these people, and I'm like, that's a name you wouldn't be able to say on the radio.
Well, that was their old... So they've had three lead singers. The original lead singer of Quiet Riot died.
Yeah, long time ago.
He overdosed.
I don't know if there's even...
There's a guy by the name of Jizzy Pearl.
I didn't think you could say that.
Well, I probably can't. But he was the lead singer for a while, and now there's a new lead singer. At any rate, Rudy Sarzo... is their bassist. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, drunk sales guy Kurt was there at the bar where Quiet Riot was going to play that night at Ale and A. And he was with another one of our sales ladies who recognized Rudy Sarzo sitting there eating a burger. He was just sitting in there eating a burger. You and I were doing a show, and Rudy Sarzo was... maybe a pitching wedge away, maybe a 3-iron, probably an 8-iron, eating a burger, and we knew nothing of it.
I did.
I knew Quiet Riot was coming to ALNA. We talked about it. I didn't know it was that night.
I just know that there is, I couldn't say anything at the time because they were being, the show was there, but they did a documentary on this. Dude, like, there's no members of Quiet Riot. Like, there's like one guy left, and all the other members' families do not want him to have the name. Like, it's kind of an ugly mess. Basically, someone is trying to, like, trample on the name of Quiet Riot to try to make a cheap buck by playing at casinos.
Not Rudy Sarzo. Or maybe Rudy Sarzo. I don't know. I think he was an OG.
I don't even know if there's any OGs left. But, like, there was, like, one where, like, one of the members tried to kill another one. It's bad. It's not...
Well, come on, man.
It's a sordid history.
I just didn't know they were there. I was really disappointed. I was.
Yeah.
Quiet Riot was
you
right there.
You still wouldn't have stayed.
And Tim Taylor, the Tim Taylor Band, opened for Quiet Riot.
Well, I'll be damned. That means you definitely wouldn't have stayed.
God. I probably would have skipped that show. But
if you would have told me, this is how, if you would have said, hey, at this time, they are going to play Metal Health, then yes. I would go in for that song, and when that song was over, then I would.
You wouldn't. What if they saying, come on, Feel the Noise right after that. Come on, you're stuck.
Yeah, that's the, yeah. That's
Mental
right.
Health
come
is...
On, that's the name of the album.
Or Metal Health.
Yeah, Metal Health.
Yeah, that's a song.
Yes.
Bang Your Head.
Bang
right?
Your Head. I need to, that's the only song I need to hear from this group of people that is not Quiet Riot, and then I would feel good about leaving.
It does say that Rudy Sarzo was in the band in 1978.
Yeah.
But that was still not an original member. Because they were formed in 1975.
So there are no original members.
There are no original members right now.
No.
Sarzo is the closest. He joined the band about 3 years after they started. Which was the 70s. So, I mean, you got to give him that. He's been with them for many, many moons.
And what did he play?
He's a bass.
So the only... Yeah.
He's a bassist.
The only real tie they have to it is the non-original bass player.
I mean, they have a lot of dudes have played in that
That's
band.
That's not quite right.
In that band. I mean, a lot.
It's like when you go see Leonard Skinner, no offense to Leonard Skinner, but that's not Leonard
Oh, wait, now
Skinner.
They're saying Jizzy Pearl is the lead vocalist. So I don't know. We missed it. We missed our chance.
Whatever will we do?
We're going to do in the news. That's what we're going to do. It's April 1, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Today is St. Stupid's Day.
What?
Yeah.
What is...
I knew you were going to ask that, so here's the answer.
Please.
St. Stupid's Day is held each year on April 1 in San Francisco. It was started in 1979 by Ed Holmes, a member of the San Francisco Mime Troupe.
Hmm. Is that Ed Holmes, like the actor Ed Holmes?
That would be Ed Helms.
Oh, Ed Helms.
St. Stupid's Day was founded on the belief that one of the unifying characteristics of society is stupidity. According to the First Church of the Last Laugh, the one thing that unites the species across all differences of color, creed, nationality, zip code, and beverage preference is stupidity.
Oh, all right. So that's
I think that's great.
That's a day, huh?
St. Stupid's Day is centered around the St. Stupid's Day Parade. Begins at noon, marches through San Francisco's financial district.
Just get drunk and...
The city's business center.
I saw that we recently... we have a new saint. They... some kid that died of cancer, they made a saint. So that's happening. There's a new... I didn't know you could do new saints.
Yeah.
I thought you had to perform like miracles or something, but apparently this kid just loved the church a lot, and then he died, so now he's a saint.
It is also April Fool's Day. What do you think of when you think of Burns, Oregon?
I don't.
Kellen Clemens,
yeah. I think like... I think Cowboys.
Yeah, when I think of Burns, I don't know why, but I think of... It just, like, if you said, quick, Eastern Oregon, what do you think? I think of Burns.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Like, that's the one town that always comes to mind when I think of Eastern Oregon. I've never been there. It's way the hell out there.
Yeah.
It's like the last town before you get to basically no man's land of Southeast Oregon.
Well, it's like if you're driving to Boise, so you would drive by it. That's on what, Highway 20.
I've never been out there.
I have, because like if you're driving to Utah, you'll go through that, like Ontario, Burns.
Well, did you know they are dealing with a once in a lifetime flood?
I did not.
They are.
Oh,
in Burns.
This is where I saw something where our fearless leader declared a natural disaster.
Heavy snowfall the last couple of months and a quick warm up has parts of Burns now underwater. Mm. Of course, they're no stranger to snow out there.
No,
but they're not used to the rising water. Just yesterday alone, nearly a dozen people had to be rescued from the floodwaters.
No good.
Now the snow is melting into the Silves River because there's nothing to catch it.
So now the river's just overflowing.
Yeah.
Well, thoughts and prayers to all of our
T's and P's from Big Souk,
brothers and sisters
from
out there.
From Jasson.
Well,
I'm going to that lake.
Do prayers, but thoughts. And hopefully
you just said T's and P's.
I know, but I don't.
You don't mean it.
Well, I don't pray, so.
Well, then why'd you say it?
What do you do when you don't pray? Because praying doesn't do anything to the people that are being flooded. I never understood that. So how about this? I'm thinking of you, and I feel bad. My sympathies.
Thoughts and positive vibes, still T's and P's.
There you go.
Vibes. Send in vibes. That. Positive vibes.
I like T's and V's. Thoughts and vibes. Sending it your good way, and I don't know, is there... You know, a place you can donate? We doing like a GoFundMe sort of thing?
Well, you won't donate. Even if I told you.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
You don't.
I do know that.
Mm. What did I donate to? I donated to the animals for the California fires. You
that
jerk.
Doesn't mean you're going to donate to Burns floods.
Why are you going there? Look, it's a valid point.
You know I'm right.
I know.
All right.
Would have been nice to pretend, though.
Well, a lot of people on radio do pretend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like Rhett and Link.
They're not donating to that.
Exactly.
I always feel bad when you see those things that get sent out to donate and then you don't donate and you feel terrible.
I don't. You're tragically gross.
What?
Yeah. Tragically gross. That's the tease for the next story.
Oh.
It's tragically gross.
Mm.
Yeah, what do you think it is? What do you think it has to do with?
I don't know. Tragically gross.
It has to do with urine.
Oh.
You ready for this story?
Yeah. Is that what we were talking about? Like peeing in pools? Is this involving some sort of...
It has nothing to do with the pool.
I thought maybe a water park, because those are tragically gross.
What are you going to do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know.
That story's next on In the News, on The Fan. I think you heard the Rick Riz interview on Dirt and Spray.
Oh, yeah. He said he hadn't heard the...
Yeah, but did you hear the promo that they made?
No.
That is one of the best promos that we have ever aired on The Fan.
Really?
Yes, and it's it's Dirt. Hey, you know how they do the promos. It's like you introduce the guests, and Dirt's introducing. Yeah. He's like, oh, great friend of the program. One of our favorite guys.
We're so glad you're okay.
We're just, oh, God, we love Rick Riz. And then Riz comes on and he goes, Alan Braden, good to talk to you. Fantastic.
Is this like when Brady Hoke fell asleep? Is it that level of greatness?
Coach.
Hello?
Coach? Now I need to hear this. Okay, I'm upset that I haven't.
I'll find it. Alan Braden, nice to talk to you. How are you a friend of the program? They didn't even know, you didn't even know their names.
Well, you know.
He's not a friend.
Doesn't mean that you can't be friends.
They should have just filleted him after that. I can't find that. Do we have
the reason why Rick Riz doesn't come on with us?
Oh, here it is.
Teams really don't tackle in the fall anyways. How many days would you venture to guess that you would go live anyways? Coach? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, we're still there.
Hello. Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Dude, I'm sorry. That's still the greatest thing to ever happen.
Alan Braden, nice to talk to you. Good old, my old friends, Alan and Braden.
Is Rick Riz the closest thing we have to Ron Burgundy?
Alan Braden?
I think Rick Riz uses the tape machine to show people his Emmy acceptance speech.
The only thing better would have been like, it's Andy and Brandon.
Alan Braden, thank you.
So I found the promo. It has still the imaging with it. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah, let's play it again. On The Fan.
On The Fan.
Yeah. The home of Dirt and Spray.
I'm Dirt.
Rick Riz, longtime voice of the Mariners, one of the legendary broadcasters in the history of the game, good friend of the show. We're so glad to hear that you're okay, Rick. Congrats on another season of broadcasting Major League Baseball.
Alan Braden, thank you very much. It's
going to
be a lot of fun for the home opener
against the A's. Alan Braden, nice to talk to you.
I love it. Oh.
Is he really one of the legendary broadcasters in the history of the game?
Well, there is
Dirt.
There is a statue of another broadcaster for the Mariners.
Alan Braden.
If he were a legend, he would have gotten your names right. Because that's what legends do.
If Rick Riz had died getting hit with a foul ball, does he get a statue by the Dave Niehaus statue?
Not at all. No, I don't think he does.
No?
No.
Did it get you?
Yeah. Don't you think you have to give him a statue if he dies?
I don't. No.
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 Hmm.
No.
What would that statue... I'm just thinking...
Alan Braden!
That statue would look like...
Great to speak with you, my old friend, Alan and Braden.
Hey,
I have a story.
One of the legendary voices of the game.
I have a story about urine.
I can't believe they didn't play the clip for him, though.
Well, I can.
He said that he hadn't heard it yet. You could not have helped yourself. You would have... You two idiots.
Alan Braden.
You would have fired that thing off over under if Rick Riz was doing a segment with us over under 3.5 times you play it.
Do you want to hear it again, Rick?
Especially after he says, I can tell how that interview goes right now, Rob. Have you heard no? And then Rick Riz says, because they asked him, and Rick goes, no, I haven't heard it. I just, you know, people have commented. I guarantee the next words out of your mouth would be like, well, let me play it for you.
Did it get you?
Yeah.
Play it for him. He's like, that's it, Ivan and Jerry. I'm going back to the Alan and Braden show.
Primetime with Ivan and Jerry.
I'm Ivan and Jerry, your show's better than this. You have a responsibility to be more responsible.
Are you on your mind? You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
Oh, God.
I have a story about urine.
Oh, talk to me.
Tragically gross, said Alex Van Dien, or Dunn, Alex Van Dunn. He spent years working in television news throughout the country, but he never imagined standing in front of the camera talking about urine. And he says, you kind of know what the urine smells like, unfortunately. He lives in a Northeast Portland neighborhood, and he says that a man shows up in the middle of the night around his house, and they don't really know what he's doing because it's dark, but his wife has noticed that their garbage bins have not been collected. So she goes out, opens the blue bin, which I believe is the recycle bin in Portland.
The recycle bin is, yes. That's the universal. The recycling bin is always blue, even in Washington.
And lo and behold, there was a nice deposit of gallon-sized bottles of pee-pee.
Oh!
There were six of them.
I did see a photo. I
saw the bottles as well.
Yeah, I saw the bottles of piss. I didn't know that that was story.
Yeah, so the guy was peeing in... gallons,
yeah,
and putting them in his blue recycle bin.
And by the way, that is not championship level urine. That man is dehydrated. He needs some water stat.
Is also, of course, a biohazard, so they won't take that.
Yeah, you can't.
I always wonder.
You can't do that.
I wonder, like,
just dump it into the
There's
street.
Probably an easy answer to this, but when the garbage or recycle guy comes along. Mm-hmm. And if your bin is not overfloweth, it just is closed.
Sure.
And they do the little arm, the automatic arm thing, and just dump it. How do they even know what's in it?
It's a good call.
Because sometimes
I get a little note telling me.
Yeah, they say we can't take this. Yeah. Well, how did you even know that?
It's a good question.
If
it's closed.
If it's closed, you didn't look in it, and the little arm thing comes out.
I don't have the answer to that, but maybe garbage bro would. Because I would assume that if you wanted to throw something away that you couldn't throw away, couldn't you just cover it up with some stuff?
Well, listen. If there is a king of doing this, it's you.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's got to be. Dude, that
never,
is you.
I would never do that.
That is you to a T.
Would never do that.
Throwing something in the garbage that probably shouldn't be in there. It's not a crime, but it's.
What are you talking about? I would never do
frowned that. Upon. It inconveniences people, but you don't care because
Suki's
you don't
not
want
alone
it.
In this.
I'm sure people do it all the time.
This is like when I had that TV and people were telling me that I couldn't throw away. I couldn't throw it away.
Watch me throw it away.
Watch me throw it away.
I'm going to bury it under these grass clippings. But seriously, if there's a king of that, it's got to be you. Like, we're crowning your ass.
But I would think maybe the piss smells like you just, like, maybe the trash guy. Like, if something smells worse than the trash, then they're probably not picking it up. And by the way, I have so much question. First off, why are you filling up that many gallon bottles of piss? And then why dumping them in this person's recycling bin? It's insane. Why not just empty it out into the street or empty it out into the rocks or the...
Like, well, I feel like this guy's doing a number
he's
on
doing, he's doing a bit. This is a...
He's got bits.
But if that's a bit...
It's kind of like April Fool's.
A little bit, but isn't there like a... So you're doing this to be mean. You're doing this to throw like a brush back. Is this really that much of a brushback? Because the piss is contained. Like, if you were doing it, why wouldn't you leave them on the doorstep or, like pour it out? I don't know. It seems like a very weird, rando
Well, the guy is now on a mission to find out who is doing this. There is grainy video.
Yeah, I see it right here.
But also, apparently, if the urine had gone in the regular garbage bin, it is not a crime. But because it's in the blue bin, it's a crime.
Is it really?
Yes. So you can't do that.
So let me get this straight. I can throw away piss?
Apparently so. Well, I don't know that you can. It's not a crime to throw away.
Well, I throw away dog poo.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's fair.
Sometimes in other people's trash.
Yeah. So. Are you not supposed to have liquids in the garbage can, though?
I know you're not supposed to throw away like oil and things like that, like motor oil. That's a separate thing. But I mean, I've thrown away. I mean, you throw away dog poo would be the one. I think people you throw away like grease, like you know when you clean out the grease trap of the grill or whatever. Is that you throw that away? What about bags of human blood? How's that work?
That goes in the biohazard.
Old dirty needles, but we don't have biohazards.
Yeah, we do. You see those little? You see those? Like those little boxes
but
by people's front doors.
You have to call and get those separately.
Yeah, you got to get that
separately. Because we don't.
Yeah.
Those aren't just.
If you just run into a bunch of blood, you don't have anywhere to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shove it under some grass clippings. Big Sook.
I have two big bloody needles and I don't know what to do with them right now sitting under my sink.
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, I drain my ears with them.
Yeah.
And when I get the cauliflower ear, and I don't know what to do with them because they're nasty and I don't want to throw them in the trash.
We all know what you're going to do with them. You're going to hide them in the trash.
I have not.
You haven't yet, but you will.
I have not. They sit in there and I really don't know what to do with them. The question is how long before I get tired and throw them away. But I think that's kind of a D move because then I'm throwing away dirty, gross ear needles.
A biohazard potential. That,
yeah, I feel like that's bad. Like even for me, that I'll throw away a TV, but I'm not throwing away nasty ear needles, but I don't know what to do with them. And they do kind of they do build up, and I don't, you know.
Apparently, so P1 Scott is on it, and he Googled this, and he said apparently that Waste Management has trucks that have cameras that monitor the contents.
Oh, really?
Of our bins.
So when it goes up, they see in there?
Yes? I don't know.
I would imagine so. One time, we had like some wood that was like rotting as part of a fence. We needed to take it out, and I'm like, well, what do I do with this? It's not exactly yard waste. It's just it's pieces of wood. I'm like, well, wood, trees, and I just threw it all in the green waste bin.
Yeah.
We got a little note on there that was not green waste. Please don't do it again.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Yeah, every now and then I do get the note telling me.
I've had a note.
Yeah.
I've had a note.
And then you feel like you're like Big Brother's like, you know.
Yeah, then you, city.
Construction bro here. Anything that gets flagged at the dump, I just throw in my personal garbage can. Never fails. It's against the law to throw garbage into someone else's garbage bin, including dog poo. Not if it's on the street.
That's right.
I'm breaking the law every time I do that.
By the way, I don't know if that's true or not, but I do it, so whatever.
It says that the cameras detect when bins are overloaded, which can cause problems during collection. Cameras also help identify when residents are putting the wrong materials in the wrong bins, i.e. recyclables in the trash or vice versa.
I have an old computer chair that my son wants to throw away right now, and I don't know what to do with it.
Mm. Can you tear it apart, break it apart, and put it in there in chunks?
Not really. It's like one solid. I guess I could probably take it into two pieces, but it's not going to fit in the trash can, and I'm not driving to the dump. It's going to end up with a free sign on it.
The more you know, Walgreens, needle disposal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's on the text line. That's what they're saying. I don't know that that's right.
Then they will be getting my nasty ear needles. Thank you, Walgreens. I appreciate that.
All right. That's in the news. April 1, 2025. It is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.